Good morning, Southwest Florida. It's 11:07 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF and time for the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. Our phone lines are wide open at this time at 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580. Don't be shy at any point during the show. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to call us right here at the studio. Once again, that's 206-1580, toll-free at 888-441-1580. And now, our host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I tell you, what a gorgeous day. A little on the warm side. That humidity, oh, it's so good for your skin.
The humidity. That's what
I
used to call it.
And today we have such an interesting, great show. We have a guest. Everyone better listen in. And remember, if you have a question, it's 206-1580. We have and welcome Timothy G. Ryan. He's a certified clinical hypnotherapist. Welcome, Timothy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's so exciting to have. You know, we just have such incredible guests. I went to a backpack, which the Yaya Girls, the backpack for kids, and I'm going to have the founder on the show. And it was very encouraging. I met a beautiful woman there. She was so nice lady. And she goes, I listen to your show and I love it. I go, you know, you just made my day. It's so exciting. So, Timothy, I want to know more about what is a certified clinical hypnotherapist?
A certified clinical hypnotherapist is someone who is trained on not only assisting folks using hypnosis for weight loss and for smoking cessation, but also are trained to assist folks with dealing with medical and psychological issues as well.
That is wonderful. And where are you located?
I'm located up in Venice at 312 East Venice Avenue in Suite 118.
And what's your phone number?
941-626-0555.
Okay, great. That's really important. Do you have a website?
You betcha. Folks can find out more about me at www.tgrhypnotherapy.com.
All right. Well, we'll if you didn't get a chance to write that down, we're going to repeat that information for you. So, Timothy, I always find it's very important for my audience to connect and know more about you as a person and what led you to this point in life. Because everybody has such an incredible and interesting story. I know one of the things you told me about, that you're from a family of 10.
You betcha. I'm the oldest boy. I have three older sisters. And even with that number of kids, my parents still took in foster children as I was growing up as well.
Wow, that is amazing. And you said your father also was a missionary?
Yes, he was a missionary to Haiti. So again, I come from, quote, good genes.
That's really great. So tell me about your background. How did you do this in your life?
Well, when I first was growing up, I grew up in a town called Millington, Illinois, a population of about 100, counting cats and dogs.
By the way, I'm an animal lover.
Okay. My first job was detasseling corn. I moved up and ended up being in the military, in the Marine Corps for 6 years.
Wow.
I then fell into managing physicians' offices, and my last quote job before I got into hypnotherapy was managing a sleep center, the largest sleep center in Southwest Florida.
Oh my goodness, that's great. So sleep is so important.
Definitely.
You know, there's so much research now and understanding. As you know, I also balance men and women's hormones. And one of the first benefits is the fact that they can sleep better. And I tell people, sleep is so important because it restores your health, your hormones. Your body's actually doing a lot of work when you're sleeping.
You betcha.
And it's so important. So you came to Venice? Did you grow up before in Venice?
I actually grew up outside of Chicago. I went in the Marine Corps for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I met my wife while I was stationed in Hawaii. And with that, It was a choice of going back to Hawaii, which was too expensive for us at that time, or going back to the Chicago area, which my wife had only seen snow once before. So,
oh my goodness.
I figured I'd be divorced halfway through the first winter if that happened. So we went ahead and we came down to Venice, where my parents had moved down to.
Oh, Venice is very nice too. And then tell me about, how do you become a certified clinical hypnotherapist?
Well, the thing is that since we're an unlicensed practice, anyone can call themselves a hypnotherapist, even without any training. When I made the decision to become a hypnotherapist, I wanted the best training. So not only could I help somebody into the hypnotic state, but I also knew how to deal with what came up. And therefore, I went to the Florida Institute of Hypnotherapy in Tampa.
Oh, is that the only school here in Florida for that?
It's the only state-licensed school for hypnotherapy.
Oh, my goodness. So that's really great. You had a lot of training. You said you had to go 8 months,
right? 8 months, correct.
Right. That's really good. A lot of people have some kind of, you know, different questions, like exactly, because you were explaining to me about the conscious, the subconscious. What is hypnotherapy?
Okay. When you're first born, your mind consists of your conscious mind, which is about 10%, your subconscious mind, which is 90%. During from birth up until 8 to 10 years old, that's all that your mind consists of. And therefore, all the environment that you have around you goes through your conscious mind into your subconscious mind, creating your beliefs and feelings about specific things. It also is the basis of your problem-solving skills and your creativity as well. At around, again, 8 to 10 years old, what happens is we have what's called the critical factor that moves across between the conscious and the subconscious mind. And what it does is kind of blocks off the subconscious mind so that it's difficult to change your beliefs, which you have already created.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the hypnotic state, that critical factor gets moved to the side so we can change those negative beliefs and habits that you have.
So you go into a state of relaxation.
It is a natural state, which is fully focused and a very relaxed state. It's a fully awake state so that you are in control at all times. You know everything that's happening around you as well. So if you are in my office and you feel that you're not comfortable, you can just open your eyes and walk out the door. That's how much control you have.
Well, you know, like those old movies, they show the watch back and forth. I don't know how many of those old, you know, I'm a TCM devotee. I love those old movies.
Mm-hmm.
I just love old movies and Turner Classics. Anyways.
Definitely old school.
Is that old school then? I mean, how do you get somebody to really relax?
Well, the basis too is that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You go into the hypnotic state several times a day, whether it's you watching a TV show or watching a movie and you're fully enthralled in it. Let's mm-hmm. say it's an emotional movie and you start to feel teary-eyed or whatever. Or if you're watching a scary movie and some guy jumps out from behind a tree with a knife and you jump, well, you are in the hypnotic state while praying or while meditating. Also, if you're in a meeting and it's boring and your mind starts to wander, you're in the hypnotic state.
Oh, okay.
Most importantly, right before you fall asleep, you are in the same brainwave state that you are while you're in hypnosis. And I let people know, go ahead and use that time. If you have something that you want to work with, go ahead and make a positive suggestion for yourself and go ahead and repeat that in your mind until you fall asleep. And that will go ahead and benefit you because you can access the subconscious mind at that time.
So in other words, if before we go to sleep, if we want to give ourselves like a positive either affirmation or a positive thought or a positive goal, then that would be helpful to do?
Definitely. For one issue, I was up until 4 o'clock in the morning working on a project. I had to be up at 7 in the morning. I went ahead and told myself, I'm going to wake up feeling energetic and I'm going to have energy throughout the day. And sure enough, when I woke up at 7, had no problems getting up, and I definitely had energy for the rest of the day. But people can also use it for, again, whatever stressful issues that they have. or, again, anything that they would want to work on. One of the things that I tell folks to stay away from is trying to do too much at once. You go ahead and just work with it for just one situation, have it help you with that, and then move on to the next. If you put too many different things in there, it's not going to work as well for you.
It'll clutter up your mind.
You betcha.
Well, what about for people who, like, a lot of times people wake up in the middle of the night and they're all anxious and worried about something?
At that point, they can start to do some breathing and relaxing, try and focus themselves, and again, just repeat positive affirmations to themselves as to what they want their focus to be on, and that will assist them as well.
That's really wonderful. So we can actually help ourselves if we train ourselves to have the right thoughts.
Correct. My belief is that whatever you believe in comes to fruition. So if you're always thinking negative thoughts, guess what kind of life you're going to have? If you think about while you're on Facebook and you have friends that you know from high school, well, there's always one friend that's posting everything negative. Oh, I just had to go in for a root canal. Oh, my car just broke down. Oh, I had issues when I was on the bus. So again, that is a product of their thought process. So again, go ahead and think positively, and it will come to fruition for you.
I'm going to my 40th high school reunion next weekend.
Oh, beautiful.
40th. Isn't that great?
That is wonderful. My 30th is coming up, so I'm right behind you.
Ah, by 10 years. Come on. 40.
I have a question for you. What we were just talking about, you know, it goes back to that old adage, as a man thinketh, so is he. Is this similar to what Wayne Dyer talks about with the power of intention, or...
Definitely. It's basically
which
based
is something
off
I
of
believe
that.
In very strongly. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that Vincent Peale, wasn't he the power of positive thoughts?
Thinking. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. And I think that is important because we know if you have negative thoughts, what happens? Stress.
Right. And again, once you have that stress, then your body goes into that fight or flight response. All of the resources of your body are taken up, and therefore your immune system is knocked down, allowing disease to come in because your body can't fight it off.
That's so important. And that stress affects your whole body, your hormones, your brain. So we're going to take a little break. Remember, we're at 206-1580.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:20 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. We hope you're having a wonderful morning so far. Our phone line's wide open at the present time, 206-1580, or toll free at 888-441-1580. Feel free to give us a call if you have a question or a comment. And now it's back to our host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And yes, and we're back, and we have Timothy Ryan, who's a certified clinical hypnotherapist. This is so interesting. Oh, my goodness. But before we get back to Timothy, I want to remind everybody, don't forget about shoes for kids. This is so important. Remember, Zane, we had Christy Smith on the show and how important it is to collect the
that
shoes?
That was one of the most wonderful shows that I've ever been a part of. Just wonderful. We had to have a couple of boxes of Kleenex in here.
We were crying.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The story she tells us about the poor little kids. And she is, I tell you, she's got a halo on. I'll tell you for sure. And so if you want to contribute money, go to Shoes for Kids. is .org, right?
I believe so. I'll check it out for you.
And we also have a drop box at our office. If anybody wants to drop off brand new tennis shoes for kids from elementary to high school, and it's so important. Please remember that this is given to the kids. There's nothing goes to administration or it's all purely given to the kids. So today we have, again, Timothy Ryan. Timothy, this is so interesting. You were talking about helping patients. What kind of problems do you see the most in your practice?
The clients that come in for a wide variety of things. Most of them, of course, come in for the weight loss and the smoking cessation. I've helped folks with cancer, dealing with the effects of their the chemotherapy and what they've been going through. I've helped folks with anxiety, with depression, sleepwalking, many different things. And there's so many different things that I can help with. It's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what to pinpoint, but mostly chronic psychological and medical issues as well.
Well, I know you have a list here. You have insomnia, self-esteem, panic attacks. It's a really long list, but I think it's very interesting. Helping people to perform for sports.
Definitely.
I think that's really great. That's the other positive thinking. Stress management. You know, that's the number one issue nowadays is stress and how it affects our whole body, our hormones, helping with addictions, motivation. Wow, that is so important. There's just so many good things here. Claustrophobia. In fact, talking about hypnotherapy, give us the background, because I know people always think, well, that's what I see on TV, or I'm going to go to a comedy show and see that.
Right. Unfortunately, most people don't think about or want to use hypnotherapy due to the connotations that they get from the stage show. And what they don't understand is the hypnotist that's up on the stage is, first off, asking for volunteers. They're also testing the audience to see who would be a good candidate to be up on their stage, whether the person is open to hypnosis or if they just want to be the life of the party. The person that wants to be the life of the party doesn't even have to be hypnotized. They can just be up there acting the fool all by themselves.
What about alcohol? That must make them more want to be up on stage.
Alcohol does, but it's more of the want and the ability to go into the hypnotic state. It's a very relaxing state. Most people think when they see folks up on the stage that they're out of control and it's a sleep state, which is the furthest from the truth. It is a fully awake state. You know everything that's going on, but you're just so relaxed that as long as the suggestion doesn't go against your moral values, you're going to go ahead and do it.
Well, we know there was a big thing on the television about Howie Mandel, who has phobias. Could you tell us about that a little bit?
Yes, I actually watched the video after I was told about it. During the video, a hypnotherapist or a hypnotist had brought Howie up on stage during one of the shows for America's Got Talent. And everyone knows that he has the phobia about touching people's hands, and he does the elbow bump. And with that, he hypnotized him, and he had him visualize that everyone that he was to shake hands with had a glove on.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with the way that it was done. But it does go to show how effective hypnotherapy is for people. And again, everybody knows how Howie was about touching people's hands. And with just a few moments of working with him, he gave him a technique that he could use to where he was able to shake people's hands. Believe it or not, Howie really does want to shake people's hands. He just has an issue that he has to resolve to get him over the hump. Now, I did see him on a morning show the morning afterwards.
Yes.
And because of the way that it was done, Howie actually had to go and do some therapy.
I know. I saw that a clip of it. He was extremely upset.
Definitely. And again, that wasn't the proper way to do it. Yes, he asked him if he was okay to be hypnotized, but he didn't ask him if it was okay to work on that situation. And people asked me, well, was he healed? Well, no, first off, he wasn't healed. That was just a thought that was put into his mind. the underlying issue still needed to be dealt with. And that's why Howie was so freaked out afterwards. Yeah, he was like, holy cow, I did that, but now I'm back feeling like I can't do it anymore. What's going on here? And again, what needed to happen is, first off, Howie needed to know exactly what was going to happen during the process. And the second was, is that not only did he give him that visualization, but he also took care of the underlying issue.
And what about working like with patients? You said you have a certain point plan, like obesity. You told me you had a program for that.
I am working on a program right now for folks that for an alternative for going in for gastro bypass surgery. At this point, I'm getting all the sounds, the buzzes, all the whistles and everything else.
Oh, you said
together.
You're making a video too, right? You are on YouTube.
I do have some videos on YouTube. One is for progressive muscle relaxation, just to help folks if they're feeling stressed, they can go ahead and listen to that. But in the future, I will have a program for folks if they want to not go through the surgery, but also have the benefits. They can come see me, and I will take them through the process of going through the gastro bypass surgery under the hypnotic state.
So how do you actually, how do you suggest or get somebody? Because a lot of people are really anxious.
Well, the thing is,
to get them even to that, even to a little bit of, to a point.
Well, the thing is education, knowing that they're in full control. I also let them know that I liken our relationship to a coach and an athlete.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and give a suggestion. If they want to take it and run with it, it's up to them. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I have no special powers.
No, I know. It's all, it's helping. It's like a guide, like you, like a guidance counselor, kind of you guide them and in an ability that they already have.
Yes. Everyone has the same ability. And some people say, well, I can't be hypnotized.
Right. I've heard people say that.
Well, that's true if you don't want to be hypnotized. But in the same respect, if you can focus, you can hear, you can be hypnotized. And you want to be hypnotized, you can be hypnotized. That's all it takes.
I think that's really cool. Zane, have you ever seen anybody be hypnotized?
Well, I haven't seen one that's we would call clinical or anything. But, you know, every year at the fair in Sarasota, they have a big presentation where they bring a bunch of people, mostly kids age, school age kids, I would say, you know, middle school and high school on the stage. And it's amazing to me because I don't know how that guy got them all to do that, because they have, you know, that they didn't meet and rehearse ahead of time. So we know that it's got to be at least partially legit, we're thinking. But do you have any comments on that, doctor? I mean,
First off, I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
I play one on TV, but I'm not a doctor.
All right, all right.
No, I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist. And again, it's whether that person wants to go through that. It's up to them. It is a fully awake state. They're in full control. I tell my clients, if I ask you a question, you don't want to answer it, you can even lie to me. That's how much control you have. Not that it's going to be good for your therapy, but it goes to show how much control you have.
So what about, like you see in the paper, come to this big event, we're going to help you to quit smoking. How could you get a whole crowd of people to really relax?
Well, the first thing is, again, that the participants, they're willing participants. By paying their money and sitting in that chair, they want to quit.
They want to.
And
they're motivated.
Really. That's what, basically, they're motivated to do it. And therefore, what happens in those sessions is mostly what we call suggestion therapy, which is what everybody thinks about. You give them positive visualizations as to them quitting. They see themselves in the future and they're a non-smoker. If they think to put a cigarette up to their mouth, then they get that nasty taste or get something unpleasant happen to them. The thing with those single night sessions is they're not taking care of that underlying issue, just like the Howie Mandel situation.
Okay.
And with that, I have a basic three-session protocol, which I do with everyone. If it's needed, we'll do as additional sessions. But in the same respect, most of the clients that I have, I get resolved in three sessions. I have the visualization and the suggestions in the first session. The second session is what I call parts therapy. We have a conversation between the parts of your mind that are in conflict. Part of you that wants to quit smoking, the part of you that wants to continue.
Or you said people who are in trauma too.
Definitely. Most scenarios are based off of some traumatic event when they were young. And they could have the best upbringing in the world, but if they were having a bad day and their parent was having a bad day, and maybe you're that child was sitting there and working on math and they couldn't get it and their mom was frustrated and she was having a bad day, she smacks them up backside the head and says, you're never going to amount to anything. Well, that goes through the conscious mind into the subconscious mind and creates that negative belief. If it's not resolved before that critical factor moves over, then it's there seated as a belief, and they'll carry that with them throughout the rest of their lives.
Yeah, we really are influenced by our thoughts, by what's happened when we're younger. It's so important.
And we influence ourselves, too. Sometimes it doesn't take a parent. You know, sometimes it's a young man who's 16 years old. He gets rejected by a girl that he likes. And that creates that, you know, belief that, hey, I'm not attractive. I'm never going to find anybody or whatever. But, it could be, I'm never going to quit smoking, or, you know, those negative thoughts.
And definitely. And one of the things that I tell my clients as well is when you hear that negative thought or have that negative feeling, go ahead and tell yourself, stop it and replace it with something positive. And again, it goes to the thought process that what you think of comes to fruition. If you continue to do that, you're going to change your mindset to be a positive mindset. So again, and with that, your mind can only hold one thought at a time. So make it a positive thought. Again, control what's being thought of. If it comes up and, you know, oh no, that girl rejected me, so the next time I'm interested in someone, I'm afraid to go up there. No, this girl is going to like me this time. I am handsome. I'm a good pick. I'm a good.
It reminds me of Saturday Night Live. Remember that guy? Sit in front of the mirror. I'm good looking. I'm this. I'm that. Remember?
And darn it, I'm worth something.
I'm worth something. That was right. That's really true, though.
That was funny, but it does work.
It does work. You know, we have such an interesting guest today, Timothy Ryan. If anybody has any questions, wow, what a great topic. 206-1580. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. You know, this is so important. I look at when I have a new patient or my patients in general, I look at the total being. What is the problem? What am I trying to help them with? What is their past history? What is their life story? And, you know, I think that what you're talking about is the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, looking what's affecting you from the underneath.
Definitely. When folks come in to me, I don't do diagnoses. Mm-hmm. I basically deal with the negative feelings and beliefs that they have. And during their first session, most of it is an intensive intake to get down to those basic feelings and beliefs that the negative feelings and beliefs that they have that are tied to whatever they're coming in for. And off of that, that's how I create the therapy that I step them through.
That's great. Did you find out if it was the shoe for, what was their website?
Actually, I found one that has the most information. PCSunriseKiwanis.org.
For the shoes for kids.
Yeah, PCSunriseKiwanis.org. The other one was a national. This one's more local. So
you want to take, we'll take another break and then don't go away, everybody.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:37 now at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and as Dr. Triana said earlier, the phone lines are wide open, 206-1580, toll-free 888-441-1580. Feel free to give us a call. And now back to our program with Dr. Elizabeth Triana and Dr. Timothy Ryan.
And as you know, we are taking new patients at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And if you want to see me, if you feel like you have any of these issues, or if you want to go to our website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And if you want to listen, you know, sometimes people have, they have to work, like we all work for a living, right? If you want to hear any of our shows, they're all archived there. We have some great shows from the beginning. And I, as you know, I enjoy doing the show. I love doing it. It's fun. And I love being able to bring more information to the radio audience. But if you miss a show, you can go to the website and listen to the shows. If you have any questions, you can email askdrtriana@trianapreventioncenter.com. So that's really good too. And if you just want to call, if you have questions about the BioT program, the hormone balancing, the bioidentical hormone balance, please give us a call at our office. I have such an incredible team there. I'm very blessed to have such a great team. And our phone number, as we said before, is 625-1990. And we have Timothy Ryan, who has such an interesting topic in working with people. He's a certified clinical hypnotherapist. You know, we were talking about getting people into that relaxed state. And I know I know this is our cliche, old movies, but they always show you, like there was one movie, I think it was, they would have like a trigger, like a click or a bell, and it would all of a sudden make that person do something like play the violin. And so talk to us about that.
During therapy, there is a post-hypnotic suggestion that I give. And it's there as a tool for the clients to use. And what it is based off of is once they are working through the therapy and they get to feel so good, what I do is I give them a connection to that positive feeling that they have so that they can access that at any time they wish. We call it an anchor and trigger phrase. And basically an anchor is something that you do physically that will tie you to that feeling. And then the trigger phrase is something that is, again, attaches you to that feeling itself. So sometimes people will go ahead and touch their pinky to their thumb, and they'll take a deep breath in. And as they're exhaling, they think happiness. And it will go ahead and bring that mindset back over them. Or, again, whatever word that it is that relates for them to that specific feeling. So if it's for weight loss, it might be in control. And they might go ahead and do their anchor and trigger phrase while they're walking in the supermarket. Or maybe just using it in the morning just to set their mindset for the day.
Okay. So then they have a physical trigger and they say a word and it helps to put them back into that state or remind them why they feel better.
Well, it actually puts them back into that positive mindset that they
positive
create.
Positive mindset.
Correct.
Okay. Which would then give you those good feelings.
Good feelings and focus them on what they want to accomplish.
Because a lot of time people eat, you know, you see this eat or other types of issues, they feel like they're out of control.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, eating for comfort, for stress. And so this is another way that you can put yourself into a more controlled state.
Definitely.
Right?
When we're going through the hypnotic state, while we're going through the therapy, they are given that control back. Their mind is taking control back. They are able to pass up the foods that they negatively crave. I do go through the process when I'm working with somebody, especially when they're dealing with food issues. I'll go ahead and put the food, make a list of the foods that they want to stay away from. And the good foods that they want to crave. And we'll go ahead and we'll create suggestions based off of that information. Now, when I am creating something, a program for someone to lose weight, I do not input any of my information. Whatever they give me is what they get and what I help them program in. So if they say, well, I'm going to eat 2 Big Macs instead of 3 a week, that's what they get.
Oh, I see.
But in the same respect, they're there. They're focused. They want to lose the weight. But you'd be surprised at some of the things that people are comfortable with in creating their weight loss program.
Okay, well, so may not be good enough, but they have motivation to try.
But the thing is, to me, is people look at, well, to lose weight, you need to exercise. To lose weight, you need to control your eating or eat specific things. But they forget about that mindset, and that's the most important thing to look at from my standpoint. If you don't have the mindset, there's no way that you're going to follow through with the working out. There's no way that you're not going to go and eat that extra cookie or have portion control.
Is that what they call willpower then, right? Kind of?
Yes, that's a different way of putting it.
Kind of, that's the old term.
And if you think the gym is hard, working out and everything, bypassing the foods you love is even harder.
Definitely.
It really is.
Yes. When it comes to eating, it's the hardest addiction to get through because you have to eat.
And temptations everywhere.
Definitely.
You drive down the street and there's, you know, all the signs. And
well, if you sit there and you watch TV, if you see all the commercials for the food or if you watch the Food Channel.
Oh, which I do a lot. I watch.
You're living in that refrigerator.
Oh, the Food Channel is like, oh my goodness. What about people who have certain phobias? Like, obviously, I don't have a phobia about talking since I love to talk. And that's not my problem. Mm-hmm. But what about this? There's a lot of people they don't want to talk to a group or even bring up topics or the phobias for talking.
Phobias go back to the post-traumatic stress type of issue. It was something that happened when they were younger before that critical factor moved over. And everything is based off of that. So if you had a negative event that is tied to being in front of people or self-esteem, then basically that will preclude you, of course, from standing up in front of a group. But the way that I work with that is, again, we do in the first session, we figure out what the negative feelings and beliefs are that are tied to that. Mm-hmm. And we do the suggestion therapy. I actually do record that first session and I give my clients homework. I ask that they listen to it at least once a day. And what that does is it allows them to get back into the hypnotic state using the process that we use. It allows them to, each and every time that you do it, it allows you to go into the state easier and quicker. The second benefit that they get is that those suggestions are also getting deeper into their subconscious mind by the repetition.
Do you use any other ancillary, like music or aromas? Because I know I'll smell certain things and it reminds me right away of that person. Mm-hmm. You know, we have that memory.
At this time I don't use anything else other than hypnosis. I do use some NLP techniques, which
what is
the neuro-linguistic programming techniques that actually start to work with the mind before we even get into the hypnotic part of the session, which actually starts to change the focus before we even get into hypnosis.
Oh, wow. And what are those? What is that?
I use what's called eye movement therapy, and some of the studies that have come out for post-traumatic stress disorder, they do use eye movement therapy to assist folks dealing with that. And again, that's just having you focus on my finger as I move it back and forth across from left to right. And as I'm doing that, I'm giving you positive suggestions. I'm actually walking you through a specific situation. So for somebody that is afraid of standing up in front of folks, I go ahead and just start out saying, well, you came into my office and you have this fear of standing in front of people and speaking. But now, because you made the choice to change, your mind is shifted that way. And as I go through that talk with them, I just walk them through being able to stand in front of people and speak and also feeling comfortable about it and being able to do it the rest of their life.
Wow, that is really amazing because it's so important that people will, again, I always talk about on the program, it's called root cause. So the root cause is also what happens when we're younger. What are the messages that we're giving ourselves? Those are what I call the root cause.
Definitely. And I just have a different connotation.
Right.
And basically, it's just those negative thoughts and beliefs that you have. I had a lady that came in that she had two failed restaurants. And with going through hypnotherapy, she resolved an issue of her mother going back to that, you're never going to amount to anything. Her mother had a bad day, and that's what she told her. And so she was basing her decisions, her business decisions, based off of that she was going to fail. She would either, again, make them off of the basis, how I'm going to fail, so she'd make the wrong decisions, or she wouldn't decide anything because, again, of that defeatist mental attitude that she had.
Yes.
After she went through therapy and resolved the issue, she now has a restaurant. She's making more money than she ever has before.
That's wonderful. And another thing, I think that we're so bombarded with so much stress. I woke up this morning and somebody was shot somewhere, these Marines, and it's a barrage of negative, negative, negative. How do you tell your clients? How do you deal with that?
Well, again, the basis of hypnotherapy is getting into that oneness, that focus state that you're inside yourself, and you're only dealing with that. You close off what you did earlier in the day. You close off what you're going to do later, and you just be with yourself. You get comfortable with yourself. A lot of people don't take that time, and therefore they're always stressed. They're always having that anxiety because they're not getting down to the core essence of themselves and allowing themselves to relax and feel comfortable with themselves as well.
I think that's so important. The ramifications that it spreads to your relationships, to your family, to your kids, when you're more focused and relaxed, that's really beautiful.
Definitely. When I normally help somebody with an issue, not only do they benefit from not having that issue anymore, but there's other positive effects that happen as well. I have multiple people that have come in to see me for one specific issue, and oh, I have anxiety too. Well, they don't mention the anxiety until they come back for the second session, and then they tell me, you know what? I felt so good and so relaxed, I didn't have any of my anxiety anymore. And I actually went back and I spoke to most of my clients that have come in, and I would say 95% of them said they had an additional benefit to what they came in for after they had gone through the therapy.
So if you have any questions for Timothy Ryan, please give us a call at 206-1580. Timothy, remind us again, where are you located, your phone numbers, and how people can find out more about you.
You betcha. I'm located at 312 East Venice Avenue, Suite 118. You can reach me by phone at 941-626-0555. If you would like to learn more information about me, you can also go to my website at www.tgrhypnotherapy.com.
And it's a great website, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I like the way you set it up. What is hypnotherapy? You even have a video?
Yes, and actually, because most people are afraid of giving up control, I did a video with someone that did go through one of my sessions with me, and she explains how it feels and what to expect for folks that have no clue as to what hypnosis or hypnotherapy is.
Well, because, you know, there's a lot of urban myths.
Definitely.
You know, and there's the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they show you all these things, just like we were asking before. So people are influenced by that, especially the older movies, where I don't know, maybe it's because of the way we are now. I know they must have had a lot of stress back in the 50s and everything,
right.
But it doesn't seem like it. Seems like there's more stress now as an issue.
Well, the thing is, going back again to the issue of folks thinking that they're giving up control, they don't think of it as something that they can use for a protocol for a medical or a psychological issue. And the truth is, they did a survey and they were looking at recovery rates, and they came up finding that with psychoanalysis, there was a 38% recovery rate after 600 sessions. For behavioral therapy, it was a 72% recovery rate after 22 sessions. And when they looked at hypnotherapy, they found that there was a 93% recovery rate after 6 sessions.
That's awesome.
I had a lady that her first memory was her father and her brother doing unspeakable things to her.
Oh.
She also had some learning disabilities in school, and I feel that it was probably based off of that issue. She also went through 2 rapes as an adult. And of course, she was in therapy, what I call talk therapy, for pretty much most of her life. She came to my office, and within 4 sessions, she was fully resolved. She was able to leave all that negative stuff behind her and have a positive, fulfilled life.
That's
really
wonderful. And
again, that was four sessions.
You know, I don't know if it was Gandhi that said, I don't like dirty feet walking through my mind. And, you know, we tend to forget that we are all connected, body, mind, and spirit. And as a medical doctor, I'm fully aware of that. And I love being a medical doctor. I love taking care of my patients. But you got to look at the total being.
Definitely. People speak about the placebo effect. The placebo effect is most people think about it when they take a sugar pill, when they're doing a specific work to figure out if a medication is good or not. And even the people that get the sugar pill thinking that it is real.
Right.
That mind-body connection will kick in to where the mind is telling the body, hey, this is what you're going to get out of this, whether it's a positive, the placebo effect, or the nocebo effect.
Which is the negative effect.
Correct. So again, that mind-body connection and that control of the mind over the body, if you think about it, the subconscious mind is working behind the scenes, and it's running all of our bodily systems, and we have no conscious we're not conscious of what it's doing. It's running how fast your heart rate is going, basically your digestion, everything behind the scenes. So in that same respect, why can't it help you heal yourself as well?
Well, I tell my patients too, you know, there's so much we can do to heal from the inside out. And that's what balancing your hormones, decreasing your stress, focusing your mind on positive suggestions like you're talking about, you know, we can heal ourselves from the inside out.
Definitely. And folks are starting to move away from traditional medicine. Not that I feel that there's a benefit from both sides and that we can work together. You're starting to hear about mindfulness.
Right.
You're starting to hear about using breathing techniques to relax yourself. What all that is combined within the hypnotic state and using hypnotherapy. I actually belong to a group who's working on getting hypnosis and hypnotherapy into the school system.
Oh, really?
And again, people have that negative connotation about hypnosis and hypnotherapy, but if we call it mindfulness, then people are more related to it. And they understand that, yes, we can teach our children to be calm. We can teach our children that whatever they put their mind to, they can accomplish. We can teach them the benefits of working within society and base that off of the background of that mindfulness.
Yeah, it's like visualizing your goals in life. That's very important. Do you feel that now there's with all this, you're getting more and more people are learning?
Definitely. When I go out to market, I don't go out to market. I go out to educate because, again, I have to get past that negative connotation of that stage show, that fear,
yes.
That fear of giving up control. And again, once people hear that, A, the stage hypnotist is choosing people, B, that those people are fully awake and they know what's going on and they are choosing to do that. It's not that they're being controlled. I don't have any specific. I have no special powers. So,
or like in places like Las Vegas, I'm sure half of those people they've lost most of their inhibitions because they're under the influence of alcohol.
Well, it's more of the mindset. Yes, the alcohol helps because they're relaxed, but there's no relaxation close to what you feel when you're in the hypnotic state.
So, do they feel more refreshed, like a good night's sleep, or you just feel more refreshed and relaxed?
It's when they come out of the hypnotic state, they're fully refreshed, fully relaxed. They remember the entire session, and they know that they can return to this state at any time that they wish using that anchor and trigger phrase.
Okay, boy, this has been so interesting. We're about to wind up here at 206-1580. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and we have this wonderful guest, Timothy Ryan. And it's just so interesting. Again, the connection, the mind, how that influences our bodies, our chemical response in our bodies, our hormonal response, our sleep. It's so important. You said you also help people with insomnia, too.
Definitely. Again, it goes back to that post-traumatic stress, and that's where I go to with pretty much most of the issues that folks come up in to see me. Going back to that mind-body connection, I take my clients through an exercise, and I have them visualize a glass of water in front of them with a lemon wedge on it. And I take them through a visualization, and the visualization ends up with them biting into that lemon. And when they do that, of course, they get that tartness feeling, and they also get that saliva release. And my point with that is that there is that mind-body connection right there. You just created a chemical reaction just by visualizing yourself biting into that lemon.
That is very interesting. Like on your website, you said holding a glass of water. It doesn't weigh much, but after a while, it weighs a lot.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, are we about winding up here? We have to wait.
We still have time. A little bit.
Because we're just...
About a minute.
Okay. You tell me. I don't know. This is so interesting. But you were saying about the water in your website.
Yes. And with that glass of water, what I was angling at is those negative thoughts and beliefs. The longer that you hold on to them, the more that it's going to affect you, the more it's going to weigh on you, the more it's going to take away from that positive, fulfilled life that you can have.
That is really great. And I think that's really important for everyone of all ages.
Definitely.
And thank you so much, Timothy Ryan, certified clinical hypnotherapist. Such an interesting and thank you. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. And everyone stay healthy and God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studio.